Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
Network neutrality. What's the opposite of an oxymoron? I submit that corporate greed is a good example. Let's call it an oxyoxy and see if it catches on. Not that there's anything wrong with corporate greed. Corporations exist to make money, and if a little dissembling or obfuscation is helpful in the pursuit of same, one can hardly expect restraint. In recent weeks, the spectacle of big and greedy corporations fighting each other for the ostensible benefit of the consumer on the issue of network neutrality has provided me a modicum of entertainment, which, I'm sure you've deduced, I'm about to share. Just in case you're already tired of the discussion argument bloviation rodomontade, I'll present a conclusion right away. It doesn't matter. You can go about your business now. Still here? May I use the phrase business model? That's what the argument is about. The telephone companies and cable companies connect to the individual customers. Their business model is to charge everyone on their system as much as they can, what the traffic will bear to use bandwidth to connect to the internet or whatever other content the company offers or plans to offer. The big internet companies, Google, Microsoft, etc., are big customers of these guys. They pay a lot of money for a lot of bandwidth, and then dole out their content to individual internet users. In the aggregate, the bandwidth for which they pay is used. For any individual user, the percentage of the used bandwidth is negligible and is used episodically. Individuals, consumers, are tiny customers of the telcos, so tiny that we can only be considered in groups. We are promised a lot of bandwidth for a modest amount of money, and normally we get it. We are offered bizarre and incomprehensible plans because we are statistics. The statistics work because we cannot possibly consume the bandwidth we are offered without gluing our eyes open and watching movies on the computer 24/7. Google, the net must remain free. Verizon, the net must remain free of government regulation. Consumer, what color is my state again?